It was really good just to hear about some of your ideas about why the resurrection is so precious and so important to us as believers. And it's wonderful, isn't it, on Easter Sunday that we celebrate this key event in history that changed everything. And it's important for lots of different reasons, and many of you have mentioned this already, and I'm going to add a few and add to some bits that have already been said. So there's three things that I wanted to share this morning. The first thing is that the resurrection shows us that Jesus is special. Jesus is special. Jesus died like all human beings do. But the thing that made the difference, that makes him different to us, is that he came back to life and he beat death. Without the resurrection, Jesus would have been like each one of us. But death didn't have the final say. It shows that Jesus was able to break the power of death and showed us that death is not the end. No human being could have done this. But Jesus did. Jesus was fully like us. He was fully human because he died. But the resurrection also shows us that he was fully God because he came alive. Jesus was able to break the power of death and rise again, and he shows us that God is real. So that's the first thing I want to say. Jesus is special. And that changes everything. Jesus' followers thought that. Instead of being afraid, that experience meant that their whole lives were radically changed. They were amazed at this wonderful event and all that has happened. And it was something that would change them. They'd stop being frightened people running away, and they'd build communities and start to share and talk about this amazing thing that happened, the resurrection of Jesus. It changed their lives. And it began this amazing community that we're part of, the church. All these things couldn't have happened if Jesus was just a man. And of course he was. He felt pain and he died. But Jesus was also God. And then the second thing that the resurrection shows us is that Jesus defeated death. And we talked about that earlier, didn't we? And that's really important. That's really important that we know that. The Bible tells us that right at the beginning of Genesis, that humans messed up. They rebelled against God. They chose to go their own way. They didn't follow God's instructions. They thought they knew better, and they went their own way. And because of that conflict, broken relationships with them and between them and God and with others, and death, it came into the world. But Jesus' resurrection changed that. It changed everything. It undid all that damage that we put in place, that we chose. And because of it, there's going to be a future where there's no pain or sadness or oppression. It's all going to be sorted. The resurrection deals with all of that. And it brings us hope. It brings us hope for the future. So that's why the resurrection is really important. And then finally, there's something else. It shows us that Jesus is alive, that we can know him, that he's real. He isn't dead. He is alive. And the Bible tells us that by his Spirit, he can be present with us. We are not alone. We don't worship a God that's like stone or wood. We follow Jesus, who is alive, who is able to show us the way, can tell us the truth. And one day, the Bible says, we will meet him face to face. And the resurrection teaches us all these wonderful things. And we can't leave this story behind, just look at it on Easter Sunday and then park it away for another year. It's got to be a story that changes us and transforms us. And we might react to this story in different ways. For some people here, you might still be making your mind up about what this is all about and trying to work it out. And that's good. That's fine. And I just want to share with you some words that Jesus gave to a dear friend called Martha not long before he died. This is what he said. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live,
even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then he said to Martha, do you believe this? That might be a question for you today to take away. Jesus says, do you believe this? But then for some of us, we do believe this. We believe this story of the resurrection to be true. We look at the evidence. We can see the impact, the difference that it makes on us and the world. And we are called to be resurrection people, people who live a life where this truth changes everything. And that means living it out in our story, in our lives, in the way we live our lives, our actions, the way we talk to one another and bless and encourage. It means it impacts on our families and our workplaces, in our neighbourhoods. It should be something, a truth that changes everything. Mm. We are called to be people of hope. And I just wonder if that's something for you to think about today, what that means for you in your life, to live as a resurrection person, a person with this truth in their lives. And I want to share with you, finally, a verse that we've been looking at. We've been looking at the book of Ephesians for those that are visiting over the last few months. And there's a wonderful verse in there that Paul shares with the church in Ephesus. And I'm going to read it out now as a prayer for us, for me and for you. This is what Paul says, that the eyes of our hearts, he prays, might be opened to see his light, so that we might know what is the hope to which we are called for? How rich are the wonderful blessings he promises his people, that's us. And how very great is his power at work in us who believe. His work, this resurrection power, is at work in us and in our church community. That's amazing, isn't it? And we should see evidence of that. This power working in us, it's the same as the mighty strength which he used when he raised Christ from the dead. So we are called to be resurrection people as we go out today, back to our homes and into our streets, into our workplaces and into our families. People who live in the light, people who live with hope, and people who generously share this with others. So we're going to sing our final hymn now as we think about that, and it's Thine Be the Glory.